Siv Chaim, excellent discussion about drama. Try to continue today where we left off. That's where we left off, 373? All right, let's see what happens. Three. No, a little bit later, I think. I'm going to try here. Try this, see what happens. Oh, this is about it. We will get to this. I'm not sure we're going to start with this, but we will get to this today. Let's just go back a little bit. Enjoy this page. Korach Sheni on Shabbos. This is what we're really talking about. If you recall yesterday, we were discussing the contradiction between our Gemara Masechta Shabbos, Daf Kuf Kaf, which says that Grama is Shuri, and the Gemara Masechta Bava Kama, Daf Samach, which says, Zora V'ruach Misayasa, who throw the grain up and the wind blows it and it separates it with the wheat from the chaff. So in that kind of a case, you would be Chayav. Why Malechas Machshevas Asra Torah? That's Rav Ashi says, in Baba Kama Daf Samach. And how do you resolve those two Gemaras? So, there seems to be a major dispute. The Rush that we saw yesterday on the screen says, Zora is unique, Bahachi Chima Torah. Zora is one of the Abbas Malachas. There's no way to do Zora by yourself. You have to have the cooperation of the wind. That implies that otherwise you would in fact be potter in such a case. However, that's only the Rush. Others don't agree with the Rush, and they say, no, you're always going to be chayiv in such a circumstance. Why? It's the famous Zera Emes that we saw yesterday. The Zera Emes says that it all depends whether you and the other force are working simultaneously. When you do something and the other force joins in immediately, that's considered to be your action. However, if you do something and the other force begins to work later on, then the two are not sufficiently connected to make you consider to be over Nisa Malach. It's only considered to be grum. Let's go to the two cases. How with Gemara is a fire burning. You encircle the fire with barrels of water. When you walk away, you go to sleep. The fire starts going, cracks the barrels, and then puts out the fire. It's nothing to do with me. That's called grum shari. But the case of Zora, no. I throw the stuff into the wind. The minute it gets there, the wind starts blowing. It's instantaneous. It's going to be my Maisa. That's the classical teretz that he quoted from the Zera Emes. As I mentioned yesterday, Rav Shech, the Shlita, has it in the Sfarim. This is the opinion of the Rav, and Rav Chaim Brisker has it in the Sefer, and in the Sivis, and then in the Chazanish. And this seems to be the classical view, but, there's a big but, it seems to be against the Rush. Because the Rush is always unique. Okay, so it's against the Rush. Not every region holds like the Rush. But that's what the... did we see it here? I showed you in print. Ishtamitze, they accuse the Evan Ozer is accused by the let's give the case. This is a review. Machlokas among the Roman Evan, this we spoke about yesterday. Let's open the Mishnah Berurah. You want Mishnah Berurah? Let's review again briefly. Reish Nun Beis, briefly. A chazar is always important. Reish Nun Beis. Sif Hei Lahashmos. I am Owen Avram, Sif Hei Lahashmos. Shemitzad Eloma, the Nesina, Schitin, Tzok, Reichayim, Shalmayim, Shabbos, Lekachir, Chattis. Okay. Who disagrees? They have been Ozer, among others. We read that Yudzayin, or Beid, or Mitzuda. The Poros, Mitzuda, Vashas, Prisos, and Nichas, Achad, Ochav, and Ilkada. The Chayav, Achta, Osim, and Mela. The Chayav, Shover, Betana. Av, Shafia, the wide lines now. The Mela, the Mesol. Mikol, Mago, Mikri, Maisa, Mamish. Av, Shena, Mekar, Vayesh, Agavi, Apasa, Lepas, Agavi, Esh. Esh, Pol, Plus, Le Mesol. The Lok, Chayav. Within Minyanenu, after Tchina Mimela, Silvasol, Filochi, Chayov, and Evan Ozer, means all more rias. more riots. Okay? This is the discussion. Okay, very nice. This is a very fascinating question. A fascinating question. We pointed out yesterday that the, according to the, let's take a look again. Oh, carbon asana. End of the shiur, that's the very end. We're running out to mincha. We opened the carbon asana, we saw it briefly. See it again? It's always good to see things twice. The carbon asana, in the first paragraph of the Masechta Shabbos, that's basically after you die. Siman Lamed Gimel, Os Reish, Os Reish, puts the Magen Avraham over here, Mem Aleph is Magen Avraham, Reish Beis Chof, talks about Nos and Chitin B'Shabbos B'Yadayim L'Rechayim Shal Mayim, and L'Rechayim Chattas, Kim B'Rechayim Shal Yad, Shosem Alokha B'Yadayim. Okay, says you go to Raya, the Raya is a roll. Fine, for Ladina, the last line here, and page Yud Aleph in our print, and he proves it himself on the next page, page Yud Beis in our print. Okay, fine. Now, they bring riots from Mitsuda, what we just saw, the trapping an animal. No, it's not riot. Came in the Bishas Prisoso, the moment you spread out the net, Nichnas, Havi Kilo Tzoros. So be a night. It's instantaneous, in that case at least. When we hit big pass for time, and I will question me. Why? That feel told to the bishop of Mishkan, who have often a cherish in his pasha, as a man of the male of the OH. This, Rabosai, is the Rosh Svara. Man, you can't have bishop without a fire, without to take time. Notice that the Korban Asano only said the Svara when it came to bishop. Now when it came to Tzedah, the reason I believe is as follows. You said the Bishul is like Zoreh. There's no other way to do it. Zoreh is Ba'ochi Chimator, there's no other way. Has to come with the wind. Has to come with the fire. But comes to Tzedah, you can catch the deer. You catch the animal in your own bare hands. So you can't say that the net is the only way to do it. That's why it makes a distinction over here in the carbon of the sun. Fine? Good. Now, Rabosai, let's analyze this carefully. Just again, some highlights. But I like to say this so much. See what he has to say. Watch. Eben Ozer says there's a distinction between Shabbos and Mamon. Shabbos melechus machshavos. And he was kind of, even though it's koach nosaf, yechayv, machshavto. That's his pshat in the Gemara, but b'kamad av sabach. As opposed to Mamon, it's grum. That's before the Baba Kamad of Salach, Beferish. Ravashi Omar, Zorah, Rumos, Eos, Nochayev, Rak, and Shabbos, Bakim, Ampot, the Rabbi Groma. Why Shabbos different? The Melechas Mach Shabbos, Osra Torah, Ayan Shah. Ula Dvorav, Shabbos, Shmogam, Lechalik, Af, Bekoach, Sheni. You talk about the Koach, Sheni, Chayev, Shabbos, the Cholik, Bimam. Quote to the Baba Avram, no. Shabbos, Mom is the same. And why is Zorah, Rumos, so different? Shekachu, Derech, Melechas, Zu, as the Rosh says. As the Rosh says. Okay? That's the whole Nakuda. Oh. So now, he goes to repeat himself. By Bishul. Is it Grama or Maisa B'Yadayim? We already saw, I won't say, we just read the B'Yalacha. We just read it, right? What did B'Yalacha say? No. What did he say? He says that when it comes to Bishul, it's considered to be a Leachas man, this is kind of a groma, but Yechayev anyway. And the same as Yechayev there, so too you can be Chayev if you put the wheat into the watermill. Okay? Fine. Take a look and see what it says over here. Watch. Now he's lining up the Gedolu. Here's the gra, hold it's considered to be grum. And the Zerahemes, that we saw before. And the Bialocha is my Sinudan. Take a look. What's the Gra? The Gra is as follows. Rabosai, the Gra is commenting on a Raya, which he quotes from the Arayim, but we can see the Raya ourselves. We can find it. Open your Gemara, please, if you don't mind. To the Mordechai. Tov Samach Aleph. Tagos Mordechai. We've been here before in a different context, but please turn to the Mordechai. It's the Hagos Mordechai. Tov Samach Aleph. Dagot Perek Habona. It's in page Mem Gimel. You were here when we looked at the Sugya of Bona Besosa. So Upirish Ra'am. Ra'am is our blessed mimitz. What brings a raya? Rav Gufa is son of a Perek Ba'am Adikin. Again, it's my print is page Mem Gimel. In the old print, I can't tell you where it is, but I can tell you. It's an Hagos Mordechai in the back. That's an Hagos on the Mordechai. It's not the Mordechai proper. It's Hagos on the Mordechai. And it's Simon Tov Samach Aleph. It's a very long Simon. It goes Perek by Perek. It starts with the Perek. The 6th, the 7th, the 8th, the 9th, the 10th, up to the 12th Habona. Right there it says as follows. They quote the Rav. Rav says, Chai v'shabona, frek the Mordechai, Hagos Mordechai. Ain't steer b'kelim. How do you know? Come from my seeking b'kelim. Ve'elcha steer gedolim izu. There's no greater steer than taking a kli and throwing it into a bonfire. That's steer. That's the riot that Mordechai brings in steer b'kelim. Whatever he answers, he answers. Says the Vilna go, that's no riot. It's in Shin Yud Dalet Sif Alef, the Gra. Those who want to look up the Gra, if you have different editions of the Gra, it's Shin Yud Dalet Sif Kotten Dalet. The Gra says it's no riot. Why not? Grama Mutter! As it says in Parent Design, that's Adaf Kuf Chaf. The Gra holds, Stira Stira De Esh, it's Grama. Even though the minute you throw the Kli into the fire, it starts destroying it immediately. So the Zera Emes would say it's not called Grama. The Vilna Gaon is befeirish against the Zera. So all the Gedolei Olam love this throw we call the Zera Emes. Hepchaim and the Nesivis and the Chazanish. It's all against the Gra. It's all against the Gra. The Gra says that this is not considered to be a Maisa B'Yadayim. Presumably holds like the Rosh. Only by Zohar, only because it's called Darka B'Kach. Otherwise not. So the Gra is a very important ally for that particular opinion. Who's against? Yeah, now, unfortunately, we don't even know the Zera Emes is. Who is he? Did you look it up? Who is he? When did he live? 18th century? Okay. The Gra also lived in the 18th century, but the Gra is more famous than the Zera Emes. I'll say that.
So, published in 1786.
Okay, there you go. So that's the Mamish, a contemporary of the Gra. But you know, the Gra is the Gra. So you have to have some allies on the other side. Okay, so we had later allies, right? We had the Nesivim, the Chaim, the Chazanish, but there's an earlier one called the Taz. What kind of Taz? What Taz? Take a look. The Taz, you can't put grapes into wine. There she is, Batel Me'atzma. The Yosef Amashka Tok Yayim is Batel Choshe Masiv Yodayim. And the opposite, why be Yodayim? It happens by itself later on. The Teres is the Tazel and the Zera Emes. That Grama is only if Lord Skilu Maisav, Lifel Klal, Rakli Achash and Estalga Tchila Mizchit Hamalocha Masheyer, Mashek Shemiyad Aide Maisav, Hiskel of the Fall, Afra the Pulos and Hashem and Mistayev and Stachas Man, ain't the Grama. And Eli Rabbah is the Grama. Meirudik. Now another thing. He's rattling off Gedolim. Mekevus and Mishnah. Another God of the Torah. In Peretz Lachadal, Bishul is Grama. Uva Malacha Zuchit Shatorah, the Grama Chayav Kavim Mishkan, like Zorah, right? Like Zorah. This is like we call Shitas Hagra, Shitas Harosh, not like the Zera Emes and all the more recent Gedol. We saw the Tiras Kushes Maral Bach. Maral Bach asks, Madua Megis Chayav. What does Megis Chayav mean? You stir a pot on the fire, Chayav. Why? We saw that yesterday, right? In Tani Beis and the Beis. So the Kevin's mission answer is, no, Bishul Shining. Shinizchadish the Grama Chayav. The Grama is Chayav. Kolim Asiyah the Bishul. Chayav is also the Grama. And the Orson Meach says the same thing in Perek Yuches. The Bishul HaVichidish the Chayav the Grama. So they're all on the side of the Grama against the Zera Emes and the Taz. Look at the other riots he's bringing, which I'm not going to go into right now. Who disagrees? Rebbe Osai, Zera Emes. Again, we'll see it pays to see it 10 times. The Grama, Oshalo Hiskil, Amasa Lifo, Klal, Rakliachash, and Estalik Hiskil Lifo. Ashen came, Shemiyadis, Lapula, Kwa Bishul, the Miyadis, Kutulas, Abishul, Afagad, the Pulas, and Nimshavas, and Mastiyam, Sakhanasman, And it's a grava that called Mipi Maiso. Oh, Sanhedrin Ayin Zayin. What's that? Kofso Becham Achayv. I take you, I tie you up, leave you in the sun. You die of sunstroke 2 hours later. Achayv. Kevin Shehiskel Miyad. Afagav Shepulos and Nimshechas and Mastiyas Arazman. Hakol Havi Maiso. The Taz goes that way, as we said before. And the Bialocha. Melecha Safir Mipi Maiso Mamish. Ayin Shom. Let's take a look again. We saw the Bialocha Rabosai. He says, watch this. The Chen Shalva Matanam. Av Shafir, the last, it's the first one line. Memelas to the soul. Mikomakom Mikri Maisa Mamish. Mikri Maisa Mamish. Not called a grump. It's called Maisa Mamish. Okay, that's what he says. Much. Okay, that's the sheet of the Zeremes. Okay, so far so good. He says, this machloikis is by Belechas Shabbos. B'chayuvei Mamon, we agree with the Zeremes. That's what we assume. And it goes Rias. I'm going to all the Rias right now. The kids are only by Shabbos. Why? Asiyu diyosa. Rama Shari. That's the Pter Gama B'Shabbos. Okay? Fine. So the Gruller is Nesir B'Yadayim Mamish. Fine. So Nosen Kelim Eish is Gruller B'Yalma Nesir B'Yadayim Steers Ishtar Anal Shabbos Boi Asir Gemura Hold this me moment, Rabosai. You throw someone's chair into the fire. I'm pumped up for paying. I'm just grumbling. What are you kidding? Whoa! I have a Gruller on my side. Don't you think it for a minute. The Gruller said it by Shabbos. He didn't say when it comes to Mamon. This is a very important thing you start to understand. Don't try to get yourself out of it this way. You can't. Oh. Now watch. Oh. Fine. Shabbos will vad in the mice of your daim or kocho mamish. It's only owned by Shabbos. Okay? Fine. So the Zeres brings a ride from Sanhedrin. We saw before. Higher than the sun. You see, it's not considered grumma. No. Only by Shabbos. And the Zeres Be'aloch, oh no. Shabbos is the same. That's what Rav Chaim said and the Siva said. More or less. Okay. We bring a riot to the Gra from the Mogan Avraham. What does it say there? Atola kvason liyibush b'shemesh enu chayim b'shem libun t'os yirak medrabonim b'shem marasayim. That's a Gemara. The Gemara is an important Gemara. Take a look at that. Kuf Mem Vavam Beis. Quick look. Kuf Mem is important to know. Kuf Mem Vavam Beis. Give a look. Kuf Mem Vavam Beis. Keep one hand in the. If you're in the morning, I keep one hand here. We're coming right back. Let's do the Gemara. Kuf Mem Vavam Beis. Band it down. The Mishnah says. You can put it in the sun. It was a Maris Ayin. People shouldn't think that you actually wash your clothes on Shabbos. Okay? So what do you see, Rabbi Osai? That putting them out in the sun is not an intrinsic violation. It's only a Maris Ayin question. Take a look in the Mordechai, if you don't mind. The Mordechai talks about this in two places. Those who have I should really show it to you. The Bhagavad Gita himself discusses this in Simon Shinala. He says, well, let's first see the Mordechai. The Mordechai we'll see first of all, I'll bring and show you what others say. The Mordechai is in the Tov Lamed Dalet. Tov Lamed Dalet. In this Gemara, the new Gemaras, it's page Lamed. Okay, watch. Be careful not to put your garments, which are wet, Samachesh Bashavas Bashim Milabe. Midi the Havia Unish of Pishan, the Sohatanam. I feel by Silad Lo Sharlak Shinosa Ima Shemesh. Av Bashavas also Bashim Milabe. Vio Yesh Less Bashim Bavashim. Whoa, boy. Milabe, Bavashel. Wait a second. So why does it therefore say these Yisurim exist? And there's another place where it says it. Excuse me. In the Hagos Mordechai. Tof Nun Beis. See the second time. Tof Nun Beis. It's on page Lamed Aleph in the new print, which is Daf Yud Zayin with Beis. Okay. Unan Shel Pishna. He says, watch out. He put it in near the fire. Yesh Mishum Yisur Bishul. Okay, Bishul. Then there's Bishul Limun. So again, the second place is Bishul and is Limun. So how do you put it in the sun? This kasha is raised by the Mogen Avraham in Simon Shin Aleph. He has this kasha. Right, he's posted over here somewhere. No. I passed it. Well, so the Machzor Shekel says in Siman Shin Aleph, it's called Nun Zayin. Okay, because the Gemara seems to say you hang up your clothes in the sun, there's no Libun, it's only the Rabbanon. So they ask Akasha, why? What do you do with the source we just had? The Machzor Shekel says, Eino B'Slamen Kol Kach. It doesn't get clean. Tamua! Tachush meyed ayde shemesh v'slamin tuva. Tuva gets very clean if you hang it in the sun. So Shemesh Shabbos has the kash. So Rashi answers the kash. What did Rashi say? Sholtchen b'chama, beitzad aftes. Mishenashu kelev v'derech b'meg shavim, sholtchen b'chama. V'hein neguvin, what's the next word? What? Nu? Mehalehen. Rashi is saying it's Gromo. Who was Abdenezer is exactly the same terrace. It's Gromo, Rabosai. What do you see? It's called Gromo. Afal pi the kofta b'chama chavim retzicha. Right, exact same case. You put a person in the sun, you chayv misa. You put a garment in the sun, it should be chayv skil el Shabbos. No, it's a separate tour of Gromo. Exact same sun. Put a person in the sun, you put a garment in the sun. In the Maisa B'Yadayim, Rabosai, in Maisa B'Yadayim. This is more fakert. Beit Olamid Dalid, what does it say there? Hanos in Kider Chadosh Agabeish, Chai Mishon Maka B'Patish. Woo. According to the Gura, Bishul is Grama. Why Chai Mishon Maka B'Patish? Bishul is Chadesh, that feel the Grama Chai Tohochi Havi B'Mishkan. It's the only way to do, like the Rosh said by Zorah. But here, Makam Patish, it's a Grama. Says the Simchaim, an interesting and fascinating answer. I'm not sure where he got it from. Look what he says. To call Pu'ula Shanasai de Bishul Chayev, I feel a Begroma, true. The Kaiva de Bishul Neschadish, I feel a Begroma Chayev. Kimokain, call Pu'ula Shanasai de Bishul Chayev, even on a different Malach. It's a Kiddush Neuro. ולכן הנוסן כדרך הדושה אגב יש חיים של מקווה פדש החידש נוירה החידש נוירה נוירה ונוירה brings a rye in the floor from the grow himself. What about someone puts Una Shal Pishn near the age we saw the Tosis Yuzayin Agos Mordechai in the Mordechai and they say what Chayim Shtayim Bishul and Malabe. What do you see? Came in Bishul Chayov even though it happened later on. Why? Because the Gra himself was the one who said, you throw a desk into the fire, it's called Grama. So you put something into the sun, it should also be Grama. So why Yechayev? Look at this two-step answer. Yechayev on Bishul, why? Because Bahochim Rachman, Bishul always takes a long time. And once Yechayev for this action on Bishul, you can also be chayv in the same exact action for Malabe. You know, I wouldn't have said it on my own. So too, Makam Patish. That's what he says. Even though by Libun, it should be only a Grama. the belima la matzino shigram achayev. Kamagam kamer shenasa idei bishul shapesh lachayev kol talzah sheteyasa idei bishul and achayev shalima. So makam the patch. I read it to you. He said it. It's an interesting right from the Gra. To me, it's still a chiddush nif. I'm just reading them now. I'm reading it. Oh. Now the Rosh. What did the Rosh say? The Rosh said, that malach adafka. Where did he get it from? Why did he say, like the Evan Ozer, that's a general malachas? The Rosh was like the Gra. See in Shas, in a maisa tfemi mamon. Why? Asiyo the Ozer. Hasakas Kalim Vahish's grammar we saw before. Right? That's why. So the Rosh is forced to say, Zohar's unique. Zohar's unique. Okay. Then he calls it his whole story. Like the Mogan Avraham, Chinas Rechaim is Potter against the Evan Ozer. Why? The Tsuras Melechas Tochen Ikro Biodaya Mamch. It's called water and pestle. You grind things, you grind them with your own hands. It's water. It's grama. You might say you're dying. That's really Adkan. Okay. Fine. This is what he says over here. Good. Trying to save some time. Interesting. Watch this. Something which is interesting, which again I'm skipping a little bit, but trying to cover as much ground as we possibly can. Watch this. A minchas chinuch. We love minchas chinuch. Watch this. The minchas chinuch hiksha. This gemara. Makis chofal. This is the end of Reish Tadiches. Makis chofal. Whoever learned makis. Everyone learned makis. Everyone learned makis. Something makis. Everyone learned makis, right? The madama they mechilik malachas biyamtiv. Madua mevashel gid v'chola v'yomtif loka v'shem maver u'v'shem mevashel v'kei v'shem mischai v'shem bishel en l'chai v'al havara den chilek molachas v'yomtif. That's a gemara. You shouldn't be chayav twice. The same as Petim and Chastinach, what are you talking about? Havara v'bishel u'v'zecher is there. Wait a minute. Ein chilek molachas v'yomtif. I did something now. Let's say it's 11:15. 11:15 I do something. And this something has, after 39 carriers of Rogan Yantuk, they could have two of them. You're not going to get Malchus twice. If I do something at 11:15, and when she is over, hopefully in 1 hour, I hope, so we over in an hour, I'll do another Malchus Yantuk. To say, no! They're completely separated by an hour's time. So here too, for the Minchas Chinuch, Rezach Hazer. Now I put on a fire. Takes a, you ever see these cookbooks? Cook for 1 hour. You ever cook? Cook for 1 hour. So it's going to be an hour later, it cooks. Why are you saying, what's going on over here? Mirud the kakash. Hechashiv yireish, adas nakadei aleish. Hizdu mikonam ala avor, avakak konam shenas nakadei yusuf al misham bishul. Lom lo yischayim shnayim. Kimo shem hivir, achakak hivir, an hour later. Well, you cook something an hour later, what's going on? Kema rabosi. Benira letarets. Isha misham chita, we mentioned that yesterday. In Hebrew, biyopta, b'chakach nosen kedei ragabi yoish. First you put a fire, then you put the pot on the fire. I raise the gemoshi Hebrew bishul b'vas achas. It's happening at once. Ubozein l'chayev tarti. Why is it happening at once? Kenem et l'gadim. I raise the gemoshi kol tzim etzor li'etzim. The biyopta b'en l'chayev tarti. As the mechaschinah, because it's happening at the same time. Here too. Kevo na'idei chitzov. Look at this. Nechshav kol ha'avara ma'isa echad. Can you believe it? I light a fire. Whatever this fire does, until it goes out, it takes an hour, 2 hours, 10 hours. I did it. I did it. That's once my ma'isa. Shemalchik and shemosel v'alzeh bishul and the nechshav kipula b'fnei atzva. Rakim maver mevashel mevas achas. If your maver here, mevashel there, two different actions. But if the bish and avara are in the same place, it's not a separate pula. I'm just adding to the first avara. Like doing things with two different hands. I'll carry up two hands on Shabbos. What are you going to say? Avada, it's only chayav once because it's all, it's no, that's what he says. Fine, this is what he says. A chiddush nifla. But now, We'll take a little step further. Open to Rashi, Ayin Dalet Amud Beis. Ayin Dalet Amud Beis. Fascinating. He says, full of chidush. I want to show this as much as I can in one day. Ayin Dalet Amud Beis, Rebosai. Tanur Chayav Shmona. The last narrow line, the last word is Tanur. Make a Tanur, you have eight different chatos. Says Rashi, Yechayim is Shemaka B'Patish, why by Tanur, why not by Chavis, which is all standing in the Gemara there. Line two, Avagabi Chavis, Lechem is Shemaka B'Patish, Deme Eleha Nigmra Malakta B'Tanur. When you put the barrel into the oven, it gets heated up by itself. Heated up by itself, it's not considered to be a Chiyuv of what? Of Maka B'Patish. Okay. It's already stated in Rashi. Watch. It tells what Rashi says. Fetim in Chaschinach again, in Ofer, two bombshell kashas. Hey, Maish Nami Bishul, the Chaya B'Shabbos, Hafisha Me'aleh, Nigma Malacho. Hey, Bishul the same thing? Two, Beit Salah Medalit, Nosin Kideya Chadosh Agabi Oesh, Chaya B'Shul Maka B'Patish. Exactly the same Malacho. Maka B'Patish, Ibn Me'aleh, Nigma Malacho. Mamash Abam Shalkash and Rashi Minei Obey. The old Tarets. What is their Emes Be'alocha? Bishul is Maisa B'Yadayim. Why? Since you start the Bishul at that moment, call the Maisa Yodam. That's the preferred Lamed Shetaretz. Because even though it takes a while till it finishes. Fine. Call Maisa. Look at he's such a creative man in the Sivchayim. Look what he says. He has Shchilim B'Godlo B'Ein Bishul L'Makam B'Patish. Why? The Bishul Choshev Ma'is V'Yadayim, why? The Hiskel Miyad Ma'isa Bishul. The Chimu Ma'kader Adsof HaBishul Choshev Ma'isa Bishul. What's cooking? The moment it starts to cook, the water gets heated. Oh, one big action of cooking. Each and every slide in that long video, every little split second, is part of the action of Bishul. Fine. Mash'enken Ma'kem B'Patish. The Ma'hus HaMalacha Rak B'Gmar. V'siyum akli, k'sha'osa ha'chavita, k'sha'nosein tit harach ba'esh, k'dei she'yizkasha v'yosakli, ein ha'chimum nechshav k'tchilas melechaz makam b'patish, v'rak v'siyum akli, maskel melechaz makam b'patish, u'tchilas ha'bishla v'rak hechshav y'almo, v'ezezeh gorem she'yiztayim pulas akli later on, v'rak l'achazman yaslechim makam b'patish. Oh! Only by Makom B'Patish, Chidesh Rashi, David Grama, why? Shanos and Akvi Agabe Eish, Ein Kanas Cholas, and Levels Makom B'Patish. Kevin, she's going to start it, Liachar Anoch, if you're not there anymore, Havali Grama, Tamaloch and Maschilo, Rak Basim, Ugmar Akli, Avi Mamish Grama. Mash Engen Bibishul, the Miyad Maschil Pulas Abishul, Adechim Makadero, Ein to Grama Kamash Kasam Liel. So the Mechaschinov's kasha is answered. There's a big difference between Makom B'Patish and Bishul. Because in Bishul it starts right away with the Zera and the Zlumbus. Makom B'Patish, it's true, the action starts right away. But that action cannot be characterized as Makom B'Patish. My body's only after it's fundamentally finished and you just putting the last touch on it. It hasn't started yet. Same thing with Rabbeinu Daflam Medalid. What happened? What happened in that case over there? You put something on the fire. What's the case? Marishik for our clean is Bashal V'Nigma. The Kli is fundamentally completed already. Not like the Gemara over here, taking raw mud and putting it into an oven to become a barrel. No! You took a pre-made pot. This bash of enigma. Rak shirotza l'chazko l'sarfo. Aydei ha'esh. Uvazev adai t'chilas achimam havi t'chilas malach l'mach b'padish. T'ocha kol ha'bishl nasi rak l'fo l'mach b'padish. That Kli for a kaya from before. The kol pulosim is at the top of the mad. It's like Bishul. Meiridik of art over here. Meiridik. So why the Mechas didn't like that way? He held it till Grama. Fine. Ad kan rabosai, so far this Kedushin Nifloim of the Sefer and the Simchaim, which are really very, very brilliant Kedushin. Very brilliant Kedushin. Skip a little bit. No, Yechayim when it happens. I mean, you're chayav when you did the action. Obviously, what it's going to. This is an interesting question. Let's try to skip if we can. What if you cook something on Shabbos? It doesn't get cooked until after Shabbos. It's a rashash. Would you be chayav or not? May depend upon the child. You know what's going on? May depend upon the child. It's a grum, it's a maisa. But let's put that aside for now. Maybe we'll talk about it a little later. That's a famous Torah. If you plant something today and it doesn't catch the Shabbos, you're certainly chayav. If you cook something today, it's not cooked after Shabbos. The rashash about it, there's a long discussion. But Chassidim talks about it, Emma talks about it. This may depend upon the Shabbat, maybe we'll discuss at a different time. It's a little bit of a diversion for right now. Oh. Now I'll both say watch. Sanhedrin 9 Zion, on your mind becomes. Haiman de kafte le chave v'ashle bitka de maya. Pirish Rashi. Hifner es meruta samayim olam. Giri didehu mechayim. A very gory way to kill somebody, guys. What do? You tie him up over there, and you take this a humongous river with a dam stopping the water from going here. You just remove the dam, he drowns to death. Yechayv, says the Gemara, Hani mida mekoach rishin, ava mekoach sheni, roba bi'amu, zok Rashi, pirish Rashi, giri didei hu hein chitza, the water, hareyu kizorek bochets. Guy shoots someone with an arrow. Yechayev. Look at the Mefarash V'yazel. Shamayim boyam mikoach rishon ola miyad to go. Shenichu sabach l'sfas hayam. V'asafa midron. You put him right next to the water. And the minute I remove the dam, he gets drowned to death. Mikoach rishon. Zok Rashi. Shepina lohem derech l'tzadzeh miyad naflu ola da mikocho. Aba mikoach sheni, Rabbi Osai, a little bit more sophisticated. Hinicho rochok tas. The river's over there. And it's called, I'll put him over here. The day of the shavu is adamazeh. It took a minute for the water to go from the river to drown him over there in the corner. So after Rashi, believe it or not, you're potter. Enough for my miyad betzeisu migidroseir olov eliachas mikan. Exactly. What's the how you find it? In seconds and minutes. Hocho ala mokom shusham. Rabbo below me kohol. This is Rashi. Vosok Rashi, Echidosh Nifle. Eka shamayim holchuk tzatzaka bekarka, vachakach huzak bohem. It's Rabbo me kohol shen. Frek the Ramah. La milsi, it's crazy. The cave in the Carmina, the great Gire Ninu, maliki motu li alter, maliki motu li achazman. If I take a... What's today's date? November 21st, correct? What's tomorrow's date? What's November 22nd in American history? Who knows? Yeah. No one knows this whole room. JFK was shot exactly 50 years ago, Erev Shabbos Kodesh, it was also Friday, in Dallas, Texas, by Lee Harvey Oswald. No conspiracy, don't believe any of the conspiracy theories. He did it himself, a lone gunman. I believe in the Warren Commission. Okay? Yeah. He shot him from far away. He was up on top of a building. Huh?
Isn't that building with LA Fitness this summer?
Whoa.
It's a museum.
Oh, yeah? The museum?
Yeah.
Anyway. Okay. From the time he shot up the on top of the roof until Kennedy was hit, second. Boom. Less than a second. Boom. Okay? Boom. Boom. That's it. Immediately. What happened in the old days? They didn't have guns. They had bow and arrow. They take a bow and arrow and they go, Robin Hood, you know. Now I'm such a skilled archer. It goes up in the air and lands and oh, I don't know. 20 seconds later, I don't know. Boom, kicks him in the head and kills him. Says the Ramah, what's the difference? Let's see, Lee Harvey Oswald and Robin Hood. Might not come in. He has a rifle, it goes boom. And he has a bow and arrow, it takes 20 seconds. The time I shoot it up in the air and it comes down in his head. Might not come in, effective. That's exactly what Rashi's saying over here. What's the difference? Should be geared delay no matter what. What a murder dick akasha. Murder dick akasha. Isha Mishim Chitzov. It's Ruch Matsuya. Teva Miami Yosuke Gar. What's going on? Says he, the Embas of Pshat and Rashi, I love this Pshat. The Ramah is a different Kasha. Rabosai, if I shoot an arrow, the arrow goes because I shot it. A gun goes because I shot it, right? Then what happened over here? Could go and share Dover Hamafsik Bein Hamayim Ubeino. It was a dam, right? Unatolo, I removed the dam. Venimsu Hamayim Bo'alo Me'elein. V'amayim Mechayim Olav Kochahu. I did. You know whose Koach this? It's a Kodesh Baruch Hu's Koach. Kol Hashem B'mayim, right? Say it tomorrow by Shabbos. Kodesh Baruch Hu made Mayim, he made rivers. Mayim Adirim, Mishpereyom, Adav Amorim Hashem. The Kodesh Baruch Hu's Koach. All you're doing is, until now we had a dam built over here so the water would go this way. All I do is remove the dam and the Kodesh Baruch Hu's Koach kills him. I didn't kill him. HaKodesh Baruch Hu killed him. Kodesh Baruch Hu killed him. That's the Ramaz Kash. Kodesh Baruch Hu made the rivers. The Mayim Adirim. Huh? What do you want from me? That is the Ramaz Kash. Tiritz Ramah lo tikshiloch. Afal gab lav kochohu. Came in the machmas maise didei ka'azli kikocho dami dogire ki'azli la machmas kocho ka'azli. And the map was the Shavit Liatara Shal Keshes. Ooh. Rabbi, see what he's saying over here? Did everyone take archery ever? Archery. Camp, they have archery. So you pull the thing back, right? You're good, I can't do it. What happens? You let go. I didn't do anything. What did I do? I did nothing. It's that silly string that's part of the bow, that's part of the bow. That string did. I didn't do it. Because they had no shuffle. I didn't do anything. I just let go. And I let go. So I did. Says the Holy Torah, Isha Mishim Chitzav. So Chitzav is still Mishim Chitzav. And Chitzav is considered to be Koach Adam. So to over here, Shua HaKadosh Baruch Hu's river is flowing. When I remove the dam, it's like removing, like letting go of the string of the bow. And it's killing somebody. Yeah.
But you're the one who pulled it back.
I pulled it. Let's say I just pulled it and I stopped. I pulled it and I have second thoughts. Can't do it. Mechayev? That's for sure.
No, I mean, ultimately, the river would have been flowing even if you weren't there. But the bow, it was a two-part action.
I'll ask you a question. Reuven is stronger than I am. So Reuven pulls it back. I could never do that far. Okay, Shimon, come here. Hold on. Reuven goes to sleep. Now, Shimon, let's go. Who's Chayev? Who's Chaim?
Shimon.
No. So Kodesh Baruch could be almost like Reuven. He made the river flow. But Shimon removes the dam. Oh. Shavuk liyatra shakeshes. Azu giri b'mele m'chayim alei hocha na melo shna. Hayin at kavar ha-papa giri delay nino m'chayim. It's a perfect marshal. Giri delay chitzim shalom. In both cases, there's an existing force, whether it be from the river that's flowing or from the string that's been pulled back. And let go. Oh, look what he says, a brilliant verb. Rashi is moed of a mixus to the Ramah. Venera. The Rashi is sphere ikur kakush to Ramah. The kan hare eno osama ze klal. Raksha meisir monea bulvad. Ikur achidish besugyon. Da filuhochi bikoyach rishin choshim kocho. The kilozim achmose. Zop Rashi. Eno chol boa lechidusho. To call zerak b'tznai. Shlo yia bitzira zu shum gorem nosa. Ela kol yeos terak machmoso. Umishim hachi, kishahochu b'mayim b'miksas me'atzma. Harei shekvar nosa b'pula zu gorem nosa. Uvuzela v'schash ha'vikocho. Meire dik rabosa. Meire, the Chazon Ish said it, he said. It's called kocho. Kevet shlo noga b'mayim atzman. Rabosai, according to Rashi, if I take a barrel of water, what? A big barrel of water, it's 10 gallons of that barrel, a vat, I don't know what, it's 1,000 gallons of water, and I tip the barrel, myself, wrong guy, I tip the barrel, and 1,000 gallons come and drown it. But now it takes, it'll drown him 100 yards away. Chayav HaPotam. Chayav HaPotam. Chayav was saying. Because then you did it with your own bare hands. You do it with your own bare hands. Rashi's mother, that takes a look at how long it takes. Only here with Gira, you didn't do it with your own bare hands. You just took HaKadosh Baruch Hu's power of the river and you diverted it by removing. You didn't touch the water. If you had a humongous kind of an implement, and you took the river water and pushed it this direction, took 1,000 yards of killer, you'd also be chai. You didn't do that. You just removed the dam. And the river go by itself killed him. I think it's Emes Lamita. Emes Lamita. I think it's 100% true. Okay. Oh. According to Rashi, Iker Achilish Besugyad Dekoach Rishon Chayev Dekoshim Kekocho Afo Pish Lohasem Ha'asem Yadayim. Oh. Very ridiculous. I hold this is Emes. I think this is true. This is a shot in Shitas Rashi. Oh. Now. Watch this. Let's go a little bit further. Oh, watch this. Another chiddush leflo. Watch this. He's full of chiddush in the floor. Can I tell you? Only by Mayim, it's true. By Mayim. What about Ruach? Wind. Oh, you know, when you're going to Boy Scouts, there's wind, water, you know, these are all powers of nature. No? Mo de Rashi de Chayef. Where do you get it from? Shabbos Kuf Chof, Al Daf. We saw it yesterday. Also, the Ftoach, Delas, Kenegan, Amadura, Mishu, the Mavereisha, the Ruach, Umistamalo, Maria, Shas, Daf, the Beish, Smucha, Mamish, the Delas, right by the door. Umucha, the Yavsha Ruach, Holek, Tsas, Miatzo, Afilach, Havalek, Koch, Rishin, even though the wind goes from the window, from the door, until it gets to the fireplace, it's called Koch, Rishin. What's the lumbus? Why should it be so? Hasvara Sharashi lifted the Mayim Shalva Mikoach Atzma, Mishum the Kfar Mu'ura Bo Ksas Koach Atzma, the Nimtsa Shikfar Mu'ura of Koach knows the Pulazu, the Sima Sachiu of the Koach Rishon, Hanukshah Kol Nasa Mikocho, as opposed to when it came Atzma. Zokter. Rak b'mayim shaykh esvarazu. Why? Shenikar halichosim b'karka mikoach atzma. You see the water going by itself from here to there. Hashaykin avir she'enikar shahokim mikoach atzma. You can't tell. V'shemhochi akol nechshav kocho. V'yen kan koach acher burbo. Achidash niflo. Here the water, you see it rolling along the ground. That's a tidbit of separate kayach. So merely I'm potter. If I didn't divert it, I didn't throw the water, I just removed the dam. But I open the window, open the door, and the wind comes in, it looks like I did it. It doesn't look like anything happened in between. Look what he says. Halacha l'maisa. Psichas mekarer o makpi. What's a mekarer, Bosai? And what's the makpi?
Freezer.
V'nichnas avircham b'koach rishon. Af al gav do avircham. Sorach lagdol omek ha-makar o makpi. K'dil shados es ha-mivaseis. What do we call it? Thermostat. Right? That's what it means. The thermostat. Ula haflas ha-mor to make the engine go. Bo derashi eid ha-koach sheni. Diva avir lekas tzvarazu. Dirak b'mayin is chadish. Kai Gavda Vikovach Sheni, based on the Gemara and Sanhedrin, Ayin Zayin. Alright? Fine? And then he says as follows. Koz as Shagrak Ba'avir Hacham, Shinichas Berega Harishon Shaposeach, Lacha Mikan, Havikovach Sheni Grum. Oh, open the fridge, the first Hadir that goes in, that's attributable to you directly. But the next Hadir, it's on the Grum. And then he says, no, look at this Chidish. Yesh Lechalek Rabosai, Ben Avir Leruach. Expression of our band. Full of hot air, right? So you open the fridge, hot air comes in. A feminine wind. Why? The Ruach Shaper Choshev Koach Rishon. Kemesh Miyad Maver Eish. Immediately. You open the window. Ever try it? You open the window. Boom. Whatever fire is going, right away starts to. Hashem Ken Avir Chamshin Nichas Nomekarer. Very slowly. Thermostat. Shemachi, it's come up shade even in that kind of case. Leave out Rabosai, a refrigerator is another case. What's the other case? Mazgan. What's a mazgan? Air conditioner. Mukhoi de Vases, Korobachom, get a thermostat. The Psychas Adeles, Havikoach Shani, I comes in hot air. Ein Aviracham Nitmas will pull me out of the Shinu Ramanoa. Yeah. Shlomo Zalman wrote, it's a psikresha de lo nichale. Why? Because you don't want the hot air to come in. Nah. That's very, 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 very schwer. It's true you don't want the hot air to come in, but once it comes in, you want the motor to go on. That's Pashup Shad that gets from Shlomo Zalman. We'll see later, Raya, not for this moment. Oh. You want to say over here, one more Nakuda, Rabbi Osai. One more Nakuda. And we have to, the Ramah. What is the Ramah sheet? There's a Sefer by Rav Halpern called Baisa Gramma Ba'aloch. The whole Sefer is based on the assumption we pass at the Ad Ramah against Rashi. The whole Sefer based on the Ramah. Now, what exactly did the Ramah say? Exactly, what did it exactly say? It quotes him verbatim. Watch. What does Koch Rishmini quote the Ramah? Mayim asmuchim lemechitza. The Kevin Shamayim nogim lemechitza. Where is a maisi bedayim b'guf ha-mazik. What's Koch Sheni? Mayim she'en asmuchim lemechitza. En osim em klum. Amazing. Before we see this lashon, that's what he's saying over here. If I have the river, and is a dam, and I remove the dam, the first water that's touching the dam that kills a fellow, he can be 1,000 yards away, it's high anyway. Against Rashi. But the rest of the water, Mayim Rab Madir, the rest of the water that's not quote unquote touching the dam, that's called Koch Sheni Apot. Take a look, see what it says. Avol Hocha Kisaki Le Afra the Mafsik Bein Maile the Day. Maya have a nagi bahu afra gufe. Sorry, that's an Aramaic. Kisal gila afra giri delay. Amplachichat. Okay, whatever's touching the dam, if it kills the guy, you'd be chayev. With upriver, down upstream, you would be potter. There's another shot. Hani vidi bikoch rishon koloma. Hecha de maya smachos maya de osi bikoch rishon kisal gila hu bidem de mafsit bein atayim. Behind my the mikro with duktail bishasilu kadover of a mafsik, you know, my the mikavel of a mafsik. Have a my the also busser hockey, have a koch shani, potter. That's his words, we said before. In the second shot. Ika the frushi, another text. Hani the koch vishen shamayim, hayordim bishah shapina lahem derech, lo omdo achik yulish hakafus. The water went uninterruptedly from the dam that I opened to kill the guy over there. Straight. Avlam omdu b'derech machmas davar acher. Ksu davar she'ikvan. Ule b'sof nim shlumi aleyen b'holchu. Lav giri ninu. Oh, Rabbi Osai, this is beautiful. This is the Zera Emes all over again. What's the case here, Potter? Watch. Let's imagine, Rabbi Osai. We're here on 185th Street. And we're rolling water down towards Broadway. Okay? You see this guy down there, you want to kill the guy who's on the Broadway, he's this thing here. Okay. So if you were successful in having an uninterrupted flow from, we'll call it Audubon Avenue, to cross St. Nick, and to cross Wadsworth, and to go straight down the hill and kill him on Broadway, you're hyped.
He's throwing fire engine technology.
That's right. However, what happens if you don't, it's not powerful enough. It goes to Broadway, and somewhere between Broadway and Wadsworth, it stops. The water stops, makes a big puddle. Then, also Kodesh Baruch Hu, and whipped up a wind. Now the wind takes it, knocks it down to Broadway and kills it. That's called Koach Sheni. is exactly the Zeramus Zvart. Ah, most of Mitvash. The second shot of the Ramah is Mamash, the board of the Zeramus. It's not one uninterrupted action from the time I start working together with the Kohakaka till the end. No! I work with my. It stops. Makes a big puddle. Kohakaka comes in later. Then and only then am I part to a Rabosai. Says the Ramah, both are true. Hanichek Rush and Marley Ninu. You're both correct. You only chayim when? If it's the water that touches the dam, which goes straight. But you want to know? The second pshat is better pshat than the Gemara. Why? Because the Perusha Kama ain't ledover kitzva. What's touching the dam? What's not touching the dam? What do you mean? The molecules? Where did you draw the line? And not only that, all the water that's there at that time is one entity. It's all considered to be touching the dam. So says the Ramah. So what does that mean? What does it mean? He says that the first pshat is also correct. The only problem is a technical problem. But see us, Yakosha the Daya the Daktek, Mao Kamos Shira Mayim Asmuchim, Umao Mayim Shalachamiken. Right? It's all Kachal Chashibi. Where's the Gvul HaBorer? Called that Pikpuk Lepira Metzias. But the Yisod of the first parish is correct with Svara. That's what he means. Melo, you have to understand, what does that mean? What do the words mean? What do these words mean? The two ways of explaining the first sheet. Nafkamina Ledina. First chap. Mayim Shesmuchim Va'omdim Ala Mechitza Choshev Maisa Biyadayim Kishenot La Mechitza. The Kevon that Mayim Smuchim Nishonim Vi'omdim Ala Mechitza Rekshenot La Mechitza Choshev Kishenot La Mechitza. It's leaning on this dam. I move it away. I move the water. Only problem is, what's the difference between the water that's leaning on it and the water behind it? It's all one unit. That's the kasha. Shabbos Kuf Chaf. You can't open the door by the Madura. Even when it comes to wind. And you didn't do an action of the wind. Second shot he likes. What happens? It's talking about a Nor Zore Mayim, the flowing river. Heisi Merutas Zerem Amayim Olav. Uve Nor Zore, look at this beautiful shot. It's a flowing river. Yeshchil Golo Bein Mayim Smuchin Lemechitza, Lemayim Arachokin. The Mayim Asmuchin Lemechitza, Fro Nochtu Vigiyu Samach Lemechitza. Hashekin Amayim Arachokin. Also, how big is the Mississippi? So you're now down by New Orleans. So you have Mayim Krovim, they do it all the time in the Mississippi. They open the dams to prevent, Katrinas and all kinds of things, right? So they're opening dams and closing dams all the time to control. It's a $1 billion project by the federal government that should be flooding down this Mississippi River Basin at the end, right? So the water that's right near here, Rabosai, I'm considered acting at that water. But the Mayim, which is up there somewhere in Minnesota, all part of the Mississippi, Amayim Rechokim, Shadayin, and Kan Bechlal, have a grub of Mamish, Kevin Sheboyel Nachamikain, Veilim Kol Shakel the Pulasa. Oh, that's the case. You take the Mechitzas Mayim, only Mayim Asmuchim, the Kvon Nisham on the Mechitza, Koko. But the water is 1,000 miles, 100 miles away, it's nothing. Nafkamina between the Stupshad, remember? So listen carefully. Look at this now. The Klish Yeshom Mayim, Kenusim v'yomdim, Rabosai. You know what it is, really? You ever go to these weddings and they want you to wash by opening from an urn, cold water urn, So that's not flowing water. That is stagnant water. He's saying, you remove the mechitza, you open the spigot, hochol v'ziku, v'bir arishin yeh v'zachili v'mayim ha'smuchon le'mechitza, ha'im ha'tzoy. The bottom part of the herb, however you define it, you'd be chayiv. The top, you'd be put. The second shot, no. Excuse me. Mayim uchunosim b'kli chayiv afil b'mayim amtsoyim. The b'zeh ha'kol choshet koch. Okay, when she'kol b'amach moso, kol ha'mayim ha'on demal ha'machitza. It's not coming from HaKadosh Baruch Hu's decision to make a big Mississippi River. It's already all in the urn. Why? Kavach sheni? Nor! You diverted the flow of the river, the mighty river. Mighty river. And you just diverted it. It's not you didn't do it, Kodesh Baruch Hu did it. Oh, and he goes to a whole arichas over there, which I'm not going to go into right now. That's a machloikas and nuchas netilas you're dying. Okay, mamish. I'm going to skip it for now, because I want to just get to one more point, talk about my Shalom Bayis theme. Just one more nekuda. That's one more nekuda. I'm going to be about next week's year. The previous. You're aware, Abosai, there's a whole concept called Grumma switch. Who's aware? Who ever heard of it? For what device? Telephones, wheelchairs, right? Things of that, right?
Cars.
Military jeeps.
Shops? Yeah.
The Grumma? Really? Wow. Okay. He writes over here as follows. This is a... Oh. The moving Shabbos house. We'll get the moving Shabbos house later. Oh. He says, Zeres Chazal, Kliu B'maris Ayin. B'kiru V'akibu Ayin Ma'isel B'ruchichol. The fees are nearer. The L'chaber Mafseg Grama. The Tekach Hashmali. Afal Pish En Apol Miyad. Makshim Eschaber L'achazman. The Koch HaChashmal. They're all the tricks they have. The pulses. I'll show you next week. I have a very good way to show it to you. Mikol makom osur, that the kiruv kibui, the ein ze grama. It has to do what we spoke about, if you recall, in the shir yesterday, the day before. You want to have mem zayin. It said it's kiruv kibui, which is also at least for the rabbanim, maybe even the rice. Stop here. I want to talk about the other inyanim. Mit Hashem on Sunday, regular time 11:30. We'll start talking about the grama switch. If you want to get the previews, I'm going to quote, look up Encyclopedia Talmudit. It's the volume which says Chashmal. They have in the back a long piece. It's the 18th volume of the Encyclopedia, page about Tufresh Samach, probably in the back. They have a whole arichas about the grub. All right, so we'll start with that, Mr. Shem, on Sunday. And then we're going to be using extensively Orchos Shabbos Chele Gimel. If you have it at home or somewhere you find it in the shul where you're going for Shabbos, get that a bring. That's going to be discussed by Richas Vesiyat and Shemaya next week. Right. Let's now close the Gemaras and discuss other matters of very great importance to our side. Very great importance. We started last week with a book called The River, the Petal, and the Bird by the Rosh Hashiva there, Yisrael Shlita, Rabbi Aaron Feldman. The book which is worth reading and rereading, Rabbi Osa. Today's topic, I'm going to try, believe that, to cover. We did 1, 2, and 3. And I'm going to try to do 4, 5, and 6. We'll try. Okay, we already pointed out last week that the river is the basic relationship. Okay? It is unfortunately necessary to emphasize that a wife deserves to be treated no less decently than a roommate, co-worker, or traveling companion. Because he knows a great Rosh Hashiva who told his Talmidim, always say please, and always have a pleasant day. Very smart Rebbe, he says. I'll say, what do you mean? We're informal. I have to say, excuse me, thank you, good morning. No. Answer is yes. Yes. I already told you what the Rambam said. Quote the Rambam over here. The Lo Yeh Osei is a husband should never be sad in his wife's presence. Can't do it. Because you're going to make her feel dejected. Look, people want to feel, you know, important. They always try to hide their sadness. You know, I'm going to go with Charlie Fellow, da 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 da. Your wife deserves it, he says, no less. It's such an important nakuda. I must tell you. I thought this is not in this book. I saw my own eyes. There's a lady, and she's checking out at a checkout counter at a grocery store. Okay? And, you know, so the husband sits behind her, he starts dropping things, you know. Couldn't have even been me. I was two left hands. So she says to the cashier, never met before, never see you again. Ah, my husband, he's, you know, a little bit of a klutz. What? Whose side are you on? The cashier or your husband? I saw it. People are just, they don't give their husbands the basic decency that they'll give to a stranger. What are you doing over here? It's amazing. He says as follows. He says that a guy came about tshuva. He visited a chosh of a rav's house, and he saw the rav never failed to react or comment anything his wife would say. The sensitivity. Whatever she would say, he'd say something. Yes, I like it. But if you treat your wife properly, the Gemara says you fulfill the Haftarecha Kamocha, Mefurish Amon Kiddushin. Mefurish. 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 True, it says it in Sefer Dvarim. Look, Yiel Abeis Hashad Achas. The Sima Chazishta Shalakach. To some interpret it's limited to the first year. Look at the smack, it refers to an entire lifetime. Look, Yiel Abeis Hashad Achas. Yeah. The Sima Chaz for your whole life, your whole married life. It refers to the physical of the Sima, it refers to the emotional of the Sima, it refers to every possible of the Sima. Absolutely. But Tzedek Tishvanam Yisefa. Give you her the benefit of the doubt. V'olachta b'drocha, Hashem is kind, we should be kind. O nosa lo yigra, that's a possible first part of the Mishpatim. Lo sisas chibul v'olecha, you can't bear a grudge towards your wife in your heart. Lo son v'shamiso, don't tease him. I'm sorry to say this again. I was once sitting around, and the people sitting, the young couple sitting around and observe. All they're doing, I'm sorry, it hurts me to say it, but she's not the Mechalil Lulisim. You're dumping on their spouses. It's like, what upsmanship? Like, you know, who has a better comeback line? To criticize one's own spouse in the presence of five other couples. That is insanity. Crazy. But I have to tell you that it exists, and you're not allowed to do it. Chas v'shalom. Lo sis l'shem hashav, the most important thing. Don't use lashon hara, either hear it or finish. You can't listen to lashon hara. Someone says a bit bad about your spouse, you would completely reject it. Many, many other things. And then one of them is anger. Anger deserves its own treatment. One third of this book is about anger. Nothing to do with the marriage, I'm saying, but it has everything to do. If you get angry, Chalila Bechas is bad in a marriage. It's always bad, but certainly in a marriage. Come to that next time. So why are wives treated worse than strangers? Oh, what do you mean? I'm a Baal Chesed. I do Chesed. I see an old lady crossing the street. I have to help her cross the street. I carry her packages. Vada. Vada. Ooh, a couple's getting married. That's like Shabbat brothers for them. Chesed, right? Chesed. Yeah, whose back is it on? Shabbat brothers. Whose back? You just write a check, big deal. Your wife can have to slave away to make the Chosin Kavi, to make a big party for them. You're doing Chesed on her back. That. You can't do such a thing. You ask her, Chana, you want to make a Sheva Brothers? Don't say, Chana, let's make it, let's do it. That gives pressure on her. You shouldn't pressure your wife to do these things. It's a bad thing. It's a bad thing. He gives an example. That you want to do a chesed and help an old lady at 3 p.m. to cross the street. Who's waking up at 3 a.m. to feed the baby? Oh, that's my wife. Very nice. You know, come on. If she gets up at 3 a.m., you have to compensate for it. Such an important thing. Such an important thing. And the more private it is, the greater it is. He explains when Rabbi Chanan was Maskel of Chofetz Chaim. He said, you know, many Gentiles, very impressive stories. Yeah. If you begin investing in their private lives, their stories are often quite sordid. Generals, presidents, artists, great human beings, yeah. We're just brutes when the true story of their lives is told. Tzaddikim, it's the other way around. Why? The Bachan explains. If you're great and famous, you want fame and recognition. I'll be selfless outside the house. Inside the house, I'm a tyrant. Let Rabbi say, I've dealt with it. People who are active in community matters, served in official capacities in shuls, and they're great. They came home, they were tyrants. I don't have it in front of me now, but it's from, I quote every year, from Rabolba and Friedlander, quotes a Sefer Chared. Sefer Chared says, after 120 years, a person brought up the Shemayim, if he treated his wife properly, then all the mitzvahs count to be gavaldik. If he treats his wife improperly, he's angry, he's controlling, he's manipulative, emotionally abusive, etc. It's like havachomer if he threatens her physically, or hitzachas v'chalila v'chalila. All of his mitzvahs aren't worth one penny. He doesn't even get a chance, not even one chance, b'yom adin. So he asked the kasha, it's not fair. He should be punished for mistreating his wife. And she'd be rewarded for all this public acts of generosity. The answer is, hochiach sofa tchiloso. He was just trying to, it was self-promotion what he was doing outside. If he's a kind person, he'd be certainly kind to his wife. The Torah says, no one's looking. So when no one's looking, he can do what he wants. A brute. A brute, Rabbi said. There are brutes towards their wives. Literally, they hit them. Unfortunately, I'm saying this only in the most general of ways. But I'm sorry, I have to say it. There are brutes who in the bedroom. I'll leave it at that, not some of the new details. The Rachmana is on brutes. It's a microcosm of the general personality. Rachmana Litzlan, instead of lo yigra, which is purely for the satisfaction of the wife, the man has his own mishigasim. Rachmana Litzlan, a brute. Hashem Yirachem. The Gemara is an expression. If you marry a daughter to an Amor or to the brute, it's like putting her in front of a behemoth. Chazal are very careful in their choice of words. We have to be gentle and kind, and considerate and understanding and giving in all aspects of life, in all aspects of married life for sure. And if you're not, I don't care how many chassan we did in the whole world. Oh, he's the guest of honor at the dinner. He's the president. He's it's worthless. It won't make any impression in Shammai because they know they don't know what went on behind closed doors. So when you tell me you're a Baal Chesed, you're not a Baal Chesed. You were doing it for your own adulation and self-promotion, which should look up to you. Baraya, when no one was looking, you were the opposite of Chesed. So the rest of the shir, not too much time, we'll discuss what he calls over here, the female nature. Speaking to an all-male audience, it's hard to get into the female nature, because no one in this room will ever get to that book. So, if you don't believe in those changes that go on in the world outside of Rabbi Islam. And if you do, so you can't be Magielim Kom. So how can you? After we came, you have to try to figure it out. You have to try to figure it out. Okay. Rabbosai. That the soul of a married woman is to find favor in her husband's eyes. And, I'm quoting from the Chazanish disciple, giving a woman the feeling she's unloved is akin to spilling her blood. The wife has to know at all times that the husband loves her. Always. Always. You know, he says females are more concerned about their appearance than males are. That's true. Look at the woman's fashion industry, much more than the men. We have men also, okay, but different. How do you make your wife happier and younger? If you have a couple of married men here, we'll say the Gemara. You buy her clothes. A new dress makes her happy. It's very important. Very important. Now, therefore, the man always has to tell his wife how much he loves her. Always, absolutely always, with no exception. Always. 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 Now, it has to be sincere, not patronizing or contrived. What about criticizing a wife? Nah. You're not a mashkiach of our son. Mashkiach is Muslim. You're not the mashkiach in your house. You have to figure out how to do it. Very, very, very important. Very important. Very important. Here's examples. Here's a bad example. Okay? She leaves the groceries in front, and her husband trips over it. This is the bad. Don't you ever do this. Quote, can't you ever think about what you're doing? Why do you always have to make me trip? Two bad words, right? Ever and always. All of a sudden, from one thing, man, took out some World War III out of it. So what do you do? What a nice... There's not enough space. You can build some shelves. Let's solve the problem where you put things. Talk to different Lashonis. Don't talk about her and what she always does. Chas v'shalom. Talk about the issues in a gentle way. And never, ever, ever, when it's anger, there's just some tension, just don't talk about it now. Tomorrow, the next day, the next week, you'd say, you know, when the thing happens, about to happen again, you figure out how to do it. Very, very important. Very important, Rabbi Oster. Very, very important. A woman wants to marry a man she can admire. Right? Rabbi V'yir, Beinu Kamosaro Melech. But you have to be worthy of her admiration. He gives an example that you cannot change. Usually women want to marry men who are taller and stronger than them. Okay. Okay, not usually. Okay. But forget about that. She wants you to be taller and stronger and ruchnius. You should be someone who's, you know, a ben Torah, who davens well, who learns well, who keeps mitzvahs well. She wants that. She wants to be able to look up to you. Such an important thing, Rav Osi. Such an important thing. You have to be able to be worthy of her respect. Worthy of her respect. Remember, Rav Osi, women have always been the ones to protect us from disaster. Going back to Rivka, we read about a couple of weeks ago. Owen ben Peles, wife saved him from getting involved in Korach. Abigail saved David HaMelech. Remember, women have greater intuition than men. Loshon Chazal, Isha is Mavchina Ba'orchim, Yosem Yish. His intuition. There are a lot of smart boys in this room. I know Baruch Hashem. But when you get married with Hashem, it wouldn't surprise me if your wife is more intuitive than you are. I know for sure, in my case, it's certainly for sure. People come to my house, my wife sizes them up. She is so insightful. Whoa, Bina Yaseira. Bina's maven dava me tof dava. I see what's in front of my eyes. She sees, oh, deep inside. But you have to be able to learn from her Bina. It's very, very important, very important. The Gemara said, I mentioned this last time. L'olim Adam zayir be'onas ishto. On both sides. A person should be careful not to tease his wife in any way. Shemitok shedim osa mitsuya ona osa krova. Because she's more given to tears, we mentioned that last time. Her ona osa is krova. She is hurt more readily. Now, he's a tief of pshat. It's not the pshat that her threshold of pain is lower than the man's. You ever see sometimes physical pain in doctors? The women are sharper than the men. Ooh, they're so strong. The pshat is, she experiences greater pain than we do. Men with the same teasing don't experience the same level of pain. For us, as he puts it, only massive abuse can have generated emotional pain enough to make a man cry. So if the woman cries, she is suffering as much as you would suffer with the most humiliating, imaginable abuse. Says, some men say, my wife is so sensitive, she cries over the silliest things. What does that mean? Says Pshat, with Pirush Rashi. It's not my fault she cares so easily. It's her problem. Chas v'shalom. It's the husband's problem. The husband's problem. And he's not afraid to say it, Rabbi Feldman. Despite the claims of more militant wings of feminism, there are definite, clear-cut, and ultimately innate differences between the ways in which males and females use their minds. He would be fired to be president of Harvard for saying this. from Horowitz was fired for saying exactly this.
Huh?
He was fired for this. Saying this. Nary Yisrael is not fired. They actually hired him after he said this. Nary Yisrael is not Harvard. Sure. Okay. And he goes into all these different scientific, right, left, brain, upside. This is not that I'm going to go into. Okay. Okay. What's Pshat over here, Abosa? What's Pshat? He says, I'm not going to go into all the problem over here, but there's one particular problem. Oh. Men are more theoretical. Women are more practical. Since we are high in Talmud Torah, he says, because we haven't got this intellectual curiosity. Women doesn't, again, I've been talking generalizations. Women don't have that. She doesn't have, Lemaisa, Rabosa. Oh. What does he more say? When you have a disagreement with your wife, who do you follow? What's the Revealed the Shmaya? In spiritual matters, a husband, generally speaking, should follow him. In Mili the Alma, so at the base of Ashur, you follow the wife. The story of Yisrael Salanta. He told his wife in the Yichud room, honey, we're never going to fight this marriage. Because Chazal say, at the end, that we have the perfect recipe for a successful marriage, a peaceful marriage. Whatever is Mili the Shmaya, what I say goes. Whatever is Mili down the base, if you say goes. See, small, he was married 30 years, said, we've been fighting every day since.
What's Mila Shmaya?
Exactly. I think it's Mila Shmaya. She thinks it's Mila Shmaya. So, it reminds me of this Gemara. But here's the point I want to talk about. Noshim Datan Kalos. This has been used to lambast the rabbis, a pejorative, misogynist rabbis. Light. I'll read what he says. It is, certainly did not mean to say that women are less intelligent than men. Fakert, they have more bina, as we said. So what in the world do they mean? What did they mean? What does it mean, light? Light. It's a very interesting shot. It's my last quote for today. What is the light nature of the das of the Isha? Fascinating. It says men are more heavy. Heavy means, you know, kovei. Heavy means like, you know, you stay in one place. You don't move. Baruch Hashem, I see Talmidim in the Shiva, can sit for 3 hours, from 9 to 12, over a Shver Sugya, and they don't move. I'm talking about the Gerdel, the 12 hours that move. Sit, concentrate over one particular. On the other hand, on both sides, once a man gets interrupted from something, to get back to it is very difficult. Very difficult. Noshim Datum Kalos means they're more flighty in the sense they can move from one thing to another with relative ease. Here, there, back, and forth. Why? I'm suggesting with the Chokmah Sabayrin. Because it's interesting. Chazal say, Tiltule de Gabra is Kashim Initsa. For a man to move from place to place is more difficult than for a woman to move. Places. It's a push to Gemara. The Gemara is found in Sanhedrin. It's harder. Women adjust to other circumstances more easily. Why? One suggestion is that they were given the opportunity and the responsibility to be, we call today, homemakers in the house. To be a homemaker is multitasking with a capital M. There's 20 things going on all the time in the house. The man sits in his office by his desk. Whether he's a lawyer, he's a doctor, whatever he's doing one thing. He says, a man can be driven to near madness by constant interruptions. I gotta tell you the story. I'm also saying, the story is a story for the books. Go up on page 65. A man offered his services to his wife on Erev Shabbos, anything she wants. Through the following hour, he was asked to do, I'm just reading from the book, hold the baby, put down the baby to turn off the stove, bring the mop, turn on the stove, pick up the baby, turn off the stove, put away the baby and start peeling potatoes, stop peeling potatoes to calm the baby's crying, start peeling again, empty the garbage pail, which is open with peelings, put down the pail to pick up the baby who's been crying, clean up the mess caused by his inadvertent overturn the pail as he picked up the baby, turn on the stove again, it was close to collapse. He told his wife he was leaving the house. She didn't understand, why is he leaving when she needed him most? And why was he so upset for helping her for half an hour? It's called Avodas Parah, Rabosa. Because I'm right, she said Avodas Parah. The man does the woman's job, but the men, they're two different jobs. Women don't have the strength to do man's jobs, and the men don't have the ability to go from thing to thing. Can't do it. Can't do it. Because her down, she can do it, not the callous. Yeah. Kids and immigrants. This is the shot. Down to the callous. Full of meats. Finally, the woman's home. The home is an extension of herself. If the house is a mess, guys, you live in the dorm, I don't want to come to you, I don't come to your dorm rooms, because I'd imagine it's so neat. I've been around yeshivas a lot. But if you get married, the wife wants the house to be neat, and it's so upset. I give an example. Why is she upset when I leave my socks on the floor? She sees his sloppiness reflecting on her. Listen to this story. This story is an unbelievable story. 67. A family was desperately trying to sell its home. A buyer presented himself. He was leaving town. He was ready to sign a contract as long as he could inspect the house within the hour. Although some $60,000 was at stake, the lady of the house refused the permission to look it over. Why? She was ashamed to let him see it before she had a chance to straighten up. Deal fell through. He says the woman is right. I would say, what? $60,000? No. It's her house. Pull employ. Now, again, what I told you the last time, reviewing it the second time, is on page 69. It says women have different cycles. Right. I told you this last time, page 69. Every groom should realize he's marrying three women. Normal, menstruous, and pregnant. I think I told you four. Nursing. So, but three. And the changes in the hormones. This is what a woman is. I told you, the man is like the sun, the woman's like the moon. Things change. You have to be a solid rock, and even if you can't touch her during the time when she's in need, that's the time to give you even a greater comfort. Greater comfort. Shouldn't think it's only a physical relationship, class for show. You have to be so careful to treat a woman properly when she's in the status of need, when she's pregnant, she's even more emotional, because the hormones are even there. And when she's a mother, so you know, mothers feel very responsible for their children. The father doesn't have the same responsibility. They're both like, this is just a kids and immigrants, of his kids and immigrants, about something about the female nature. Bottom line is, they're both like, that we have to do what is critical, which is to treat our wives properly. And the Ksuba says, Kehilchos Guven Yehudoyim, the Polchon, the Mokon, and the Fasans, they have a Kushta. You're going to feed and support and cherish our wives in truth, Bekushta, and Guven Yehudoyim. Let me embellish a brief Tratar. Why are we called Yehudim? We're all Jews. Why are we called Yehudim? Why? Yehuda. We all come from Yehuda. I'm a lady. I'm still called Jewish. Why? If you look at the Targum, I don't have a Chumash Bereshis here. With a cross with us, what do you have? Just Rashi. No, that's not going to help you too much.
It has uncles. Yeah.
There's a tag of uncles. The tag is the tag of Yonasan in Parshas Vayechi. Yehuda Ati Yaducha Achecha. Why are we called Yehudim? Because of this week's Parsha. Yehuda. You know the story. I'm not going to tell you the story. The Parsha with Tamar. Hotziyu Avesisarev. What does he say? Sotka Mimeni, she's right and I'm wrong. He said, I'm sorry, I made a mistake. You're right and I'm wrong. That was embarrassing, right? Pretty embarrassing. He's Yehuda's ahead. That's why we call Yehuda. So you admit you made a mistake. So I tell people, you want to know the most important word in a marriage is I'm sorry. That's Tichus Guva and Yehudon. What does Hodah mean? Suppose that we're a week from Hanukkah. What does Hodah mean? Halav Hodah, Rav Huttner writes in the Sefer. It means thanks. Thank your wife. The two most important phrases in marriage are I'm sorry and thank you. They're both part of Guva and Yehudon. What do you mean? You say it, it's in the Ksuba. Guva and Yehudon. I'm sorry and thank you. Bekushta. Where did Bekushta found? You look at the Targum in next week's parasha. Aval Hashem and Manachta. Bekushta. I actually quote. The truth. I admit the truth. That's what we have to do in our marriages. You want to say, I'm sorry. I have to say thank you. To treat your wife wonderfully all the time. No matter if you're upset, you can't be upset in her presence. You can't be angry. You can't be sad. And no matter what she throws at you, I mean literally, but she can be under various hormonal pressure, there are other pressure you can't even begin to fathom. She'll be Zohar Rabbol said to fulfill the Mechab de Begufo, the Oavok Begufo, Mechab de Yosef Begufo, and therefore be Zohar to be Adatha, Kishonam, Olecha, Omei Beyonim.